KFW Mobile.
Again, KO4HK.
Patrick, how are we doing this morning?
Great. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Glad you're doing better than yesterday. You sounded pretty rough yesterday.
Still pretty rough, but I made it through the day.
Let's get better from here on out.
That nasty stuff coughed up.
Before it's AEP, morning, guys.
KO4HK.
Good morning, Matthew. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Patrick. Hope you're feeling better. I guess you were feeling bad. I missed out on that. Sorry. But Mucinex, if it's trying to cough up the stuff, that seemed to help me last time.
A sinus infection, and it took me down for a little bit, but we're getting over it now.
Better. I know that could be rough. Fortunately, I have amazing sinuses, I think. Especially in this occupation, I've rarely had problems, so knock on wood.
That's what gets me, is I get a double whammy of it. Starts down there, and then about 3 weeks later, I get it up here.
Some allergies are tough. I mean, and I think just about everybody's probably allergic to pollen. It's not, no exemption, it's just how bad.
All got something we got to deal with, so just deal with it and move on.
A little frosty up there this morning.
Six up here right now.
Head rear.
Funny how patchy it is, because it's like 41 here in Taylor's on Locust Hill. But I saw 30 down Highway 11, I saw 34, 36 actually, I saw, and warmed up since 37, 38, now 41.
You all through today?
I'm in now to the Bahamas, and don't stay though, so don't be envious. I'm there for a couple hours and turn around, but, actually this trip I end in Greenville on Friday, so that's a good thing. I don't have to go through Atlanta to come home. I'm liking that. Of course, subject to change.
If you wish you had a delay, you don't get one, right?
Well, you never know. You know, there could be a convenient mechanical or something. We'll see what happens. But, you know, at this time of year, it's nice to go there. But, you know, it's getting nice here, so it's not like, you know, it's in December or January or February.
Kid, pick it up.
Enjoying the ride in the conversation. Convenient mechanical when I fly an airplane. Yeah, I don't think I want anything to go wrong.
Now, of course, it would be on the ground. It would be found on the ground, and it could be pilot-induced, in fact. You never know.
Get down to the Bahamas.
Not bad. It's under 2 hours, generally speaking. And the flights are usually real nice going out over that way. You know, you get thunderstorms in the summertime, just end up dealing with. But this time of year should be pretty nice, actually, going out there. Usually is. And, you know, back on the mechanical thing, some of these outer islands that we fly into, if there's a mechanical, they have to fly somebody in, so that's usually a 6-hour ordeal, you know, or more sometimes.
Simple to get a qualified mechanic, right?
It takes a while, so they usually fly them in from, depending on what it is. In fact, they'll fly them in from Atlanta, it'll be our own mechanics, but sometimes, you know, they get somebody, a contract guy in from Nassau or Freeport.
Stuck there until they get it repaired, right?
A convenient thing, and unless they deem that it's going to be overnight, but even then, you know, you spend half the day at the airport, and then of course, if they get somebody in, they're going to want you out of there early in the next day, just so they can get the plane back in service too.
Are you flying back into the downtown airport? Did I hear you say?
No, at the end of the trip, I fly down from New York into GST here. So It's convenient because I could walk out the door and go home, which is nice, instead of flying on down to Atlanta then having a commute home. Obviously, start in Atlanta. I'm commuting, so I just fly down and start it.
Going to a bad spot. All I got was static on that.
Low spot over here in Greer, but they usually start and end in Atlanta, so I commute down. Whether I fly down or drive down is just depends on the trip and the timing. That being said, this trip happens to end in Greenville, which is kind of nice, so it eliminates that last leg of having to commute back home, if you know what I mean.
Drive to Greenville, catch a plane to Atlanta to start your trip, and then end in Greenville.
As well, of course. That's the plan. But, you know, a lot of things can change that, of course, in this business.
Patrick.
Just coughing a little bit.
So. I see gas went down 10 cents overnight for some reason.
Where HK? Well, that's good to hear. Diesel jumped up yesterday.
The likelihood, of course, is miraculously somehow you're going to see it go down quite a bit this year. But then again, with who's in charge, I don't think I would count on that either.
This year they're going to be putting more ethanol in it, making you think you're getting a deal.
Have that strategic reserve to draw from now.
New York you got to go to. Upstate.
We're in the major. We do New York, JFK, and LaGuardia up there mostly. I actually passed through Detroit as well on this trip too. So three hubs I go through to this week.
Everywhere.
My trips just stay in the southeast and the south or south central. But I threw a coat in the bag this time because I got a. Overnight up in Michigan and Providence, I think, Rhode Island. So, still chilly in some locations.
West, KN4, TFW.
To Denver once in a while, and I haven't been on the coast in a while. But sometimes Denver, and you get out to Omaha. And Kansas City, those are probably some of the western locations that we get to in this airplane anyway.
I get my first flight. It was out of Denver. What a disaster.
Rough at times. There's no doubt about it. Between snowfall rates and turbulence with the range right there.
I was headed to San Antonio with a change in Dallas, Fort Worth, and they were having thunderstorms. We left 2 hours late, landed there, sat on the tarmac another hour, got there just in time to see my plane back out. They were rescheduling, but the line was 300 yards long. Ended up spending the night downtown Dallas, Fort Worth.
When it goes bad, it can get bad. It can go real bad, real quick, too. These large airports have so many flights, and boy, if they all start going at the same time, you can be in trouble. You can be 30 deep in line to take off.
I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3 because I'm going into the black hole. And Ken, whenever y'all get done, if you want to move over to 285, I'll be there. KO4 HK. Clear. 7-3, guys.
Good talking to you. Feel better, my man, and we'll catch up later in the week, and hang in there. WW4JET.
Heading through Greer.
Just going, coming around the bend of the side of the airport to head into the parking lot here in a moment.
Come down like 290, right?
Time of the day, that's been pretty good. It's right now with that pipeline thing, though. If I'm coming in, you know, normal hours or in the morning, rush hour, or in the afternoons, it's pretty rough along there with the traffic stops, with the construction.
You go right past my house. I live right there across the, kind of across the street, across the ball field from the Ingles.
Yeah, done with it before summer, but I don't know. What are they telling you?
Working on it on Saturday. I went up there at that, what is it, American Supply place, a little seed store. And that Saturday, me and Mama did, and yeah, they were working on it then. They were welding pipe.
That's a major project. Is that sewer? Is that water? Do you know what it is? Which one?
So a gas line. It starts over there in Taylor's on 29, and it's going all the way to 290 and 25.
Oh, that's crazy. This is a long one, but. Well, good. Progress, I guess, right? A lot of houses going in over that way, and I do like natural gas.
In the 25 years I've lived in Greer, man, the population's just exploded. The traffic's starting to get unbearable, but there ain't no place to move to.
That's that. It is busy. I've seen a difference in just 5 or 6 years, so... And look what they're doing at the airport, too. The expansion that's going on here at the airport as well.
Adding on to it, it's kind of nice to go into a little airport, you know what I mean, where there's not a lot of gates, not a lot of people on that. You can kind of make it through pretty easy.
Absolutely right. There's not too many places where you can just saw a fox on the entrance to the airport on the side of the road there, alive and well. Not too many small airports that you can park in the parking lot and walk up to the airport easily enough. That's kind of cool.
Down to Atlanta to start your trip. I'm guessing that they provide you a ticket to get down there.
Look, there's open seats. It's a free ride, but they don't guarantee you a seat unless they operationally need to, because it's your choice to commute. So it's nice when they show you, we call it positive space, but most of the time it's your own effort because it's your choice.
You're there in hopes that you get the seat.
Look, doable today. That's part of the reason I drove into the airport instead of drive down to Atlanta. You know, that just depends on what the loads look like, kind of.
Here's blue lights everywhere, and I don't know, the police are walking in the woods.
Sounds like somebody might have taken off on them or something. But, all right, Ken, you have a good day. I'm going to pull into the lot, do my thing. Good talking to you this morning. It's been a while, and take care. I hope you have a good day, and we'll catch you the latter part of the week. WW4JAT will be clear on your final.
All right, 7-3, Matthew. Good to talk to you. Hope you have safe travels, and that. Look forward to catching you again. KN4TFW, 7-3.